It's showtime, folks!
This is the thanks I get for working overtime.
Overtime!
I still think I got a little situation. So listen to me, sister, listen, maybe you can help. I think I give a lot of fathers my consideration. But not for me, and I was send a bit for someone else. While other people always seem to just be on vacation. What they won't get from it, I'm
and a happy Thursday to everyone, and welcome into the Fan Run Studios of Fox Sports Knoxville. We got another edition of Overtime clocking in here a little after 6 o'clock, winding down to the conclusion of your day. We're with you until 8 o'clock this evening. My name is Tanner Carson. I'm joined today by Tucker Holt, who is on the board up there running the ones and twos. And to my left here, making his second appearance on the show post-return from hiatus, it is at the real AJ Cook.
Let's go. We're back.
You feel energized today.
I'm pumped, man. Happy to be here. Happy to be alive.
Well, I would say so, too, since you went on vacation to a beach and you're not dead yet.
Yeah, dude. The invisible enemy can't touch me, dude.
Invisible enemy.
Yeah, I've been drinking that bleach.
Daily, dude. Daily. Daily.
Just some throat sanitizer. Nothing some throat sanitizer can't prevent.
I mean, if you're not drinking a bleach cocktail every day, what are you doing? You know?
I mean, he has a point. I mean, my doctor has told me the same thing.
I would be willing to bet that everybody that has gotten sick probably hasn't drank a bleach cocktail.
Well, wait, if you're saying bleach cocktail, that means there's something else besides the bleach in there. What else goes into a bleach cocktail?
That varies day to day. You know, if it's a morning cocktail, maybe some tomato juice.
Raw eggs.
A little raw egg, a little bacon bits in there.
So you go full Bloody Mary is what you're telling me? Tomato juice? Do you put the celery in?
I'm not a big celery guy. I like the spicy, like the hot. You know, like a hot Bloody Mary, like a little hot sauce in there.
I have never had a Bloody Mary. They look disgusting.
They start disgusting. Yeah, the first couple you have aren't very good, and then you've got to find your flavor. That's the secret.
The only like,
are you old enough to drink?
Yes.
Okay. I just forget how old you're. A young
so
dude.
Wow. Man. So
he's a young dude.
Respectful.
I just turned 22 3 days ago.
Are you old enough to drink? He said.
Wait, when's your birthday?
It was Tuesday.
Mine was last Tuesday. Crazy, dude.
Damn, look at that. Happy birthdays.
Happy birthday, dude.
Wait, does this mean you're both, what's the astrology thing? Are you both Gemini?
So I'm right on the edge of Taurus.
I'm a Gemini.
I started to say, because I think it's the 21st is the cutoff for Taurus, so he's a day in.
Yep.
Is that right?
26.
So like
a few days in.
Okay.
I'm a Leo.
I've lost count of what day it is.
I'm a Leo. I don't believe any of it, though. But
it's all nonsense.
If someone ever asked me, I'm like, yeah, Leo, I guess that means something or another, yada, yada. A wise man once said on Twitter that astrology is just racism for women.
Yes.
Okay.
I mean, so I'm like, yeah, you know what? That's pretty much the truth.
That's pretty close, yeah. It's all nonsense. But.
Yes, it is.
It all just puts us in nice little even lines, you know?
If you want to...
We're all classified.
It's true.
I guess we are. I guess so, if you want to put it like that way. But no, go back to the bleach cocktail. So we talked about the morning bleach cocktail with tomato juice, like a Bloody Mary type of hybrid. So let's say it's a Friday night. I'm ready to let loose for the weekend, but I've yet to have my bleach cocktail. What do you suggest for a Friday night to get things started? Like a pre-game type of bleach cocktail.
I mean, it's not just time of day. It's also where you're at. You know, if you're on the beach, you know, you put
like a margarita?
Like a margarita, like a pina colada, you know. Just for the record, I don't actually drink bleach cocktails.
A Clorox Rita.
Yeah.
A mojito.
Oh, mojitos are good.
If you're at the Kentucky Derby, it's like a mint julep, but bleach.
Exactly. And you don't get sick.
Please don't drink bleach.
Please don't drink bleach.
For the love of God, please don't do that. I can't believe we have to.
If it doesn't sound like we're dripping sarcasm yet, I can't help you. Maybe you shouldn't drink bleach.
You probably did sanitize your throat while you're at the bleach. At the bleach.
At the bleach, dude. Yep, there we go.
beach, but there's the L in it.
That's right.
When you were at the beach, it probably were sanitizing your throat a little bit.
So,
not with bleach, but with other, you know, substances.
Right. I did realize down there, I have a beach drink.
Yeah.
It's rum and Coke. I don't drink rum up here, ever.
I do. That's and
it's fine. Rum's good.
Rum is a very no. It is a beach thing. I'm sure you can produce rum anywhere now, but the only good rum comes from the Caribbean.
Yeah,
true.
That's where
Bacardi.
Bacardi. I mean, I wasn't going to name the companies, but I was going to say
cut the check, Bacardi. What's up?
That would be nice.
That would be good.
That'd be sick.
But we'd have to give it to John Reed to try to steal that deal because he's the one who got us Truly and Miller Lite and all that. He gets Bacardi.
Also two quality drinks.
Yeah.
We had a few Trulies down there.
Just a few?
My wife had a few.
Well,
she loves the hard
stuff. They're not sponsoring us anymore. You don't have to say you had
Truly. I did. They're good.
Because I had a White Claw last week.
You had a Claw?
I had a Claw, man. I had Mango Claw.
There are no laws
when you're drinking Claws, that's for sure.
Seltzers are good, man.
But yeah, I drink rum and Coke fairly, you know, if I'm going to choose, you know, like a liquor-based beverage, I'll reach for the rum usually. That's why I get rum and Coke Zero, actually, because I'm watching my figure, you know.
Okay.
I'm already drinking
good for
a liquor made from sugar cane and rum, so, I mean.
Makes sense to me.
Might as well just, I'm healthy. It's just like just like getting two Big Macs at McDonald's, but getting a Diet Coke. Or getting a water.
I feel so healthy. For sure.
Balances it.
It does, yeah.
It's okay, man. I'm drinking water. I can gorge myself on all the carbs at a Mexican restaurant and all the chips and salsa. But no, it's okay, man. Just give me water.
Yeah, that's what my health class taught me in high school.
With lemon. Yeah.
Yes.
Gotta get the lemon there.
You gotta get your fruit intake in. That's right.
Prevent scurvy. Get your vitamin C. All that good stuff.
And you just throw some bleach in there. You're not gonna get sick either. There you go.
I do have to ask you though, AJ, and I was kind of like being facetious when you did tell me that you went to the beach because I remember last week you told me you were going somewhere.
Oh yeah.
I forgot you said you're going to the beach. I kind of got, you know, I'm not freaking out. I'm not one of the people who freaked out over the virus and everything, but I'm still trying to take some precautions.
Sure.
I wear a mask in public, but I'm not like strict. I think everybody needs to do it. I mean, I'm not a proponent of the government holding every citizen down and putting a mask on them.
So say we're within 6 feet, I would say.
We are within 6 feet.
Yeah, yeah.
But, I mean, I've still been through all this. I've been in this very, you know, tight, you know, corridor in here. Even though I might be only doing the show with Tucker most nights, there's still how many people in this space before us?
There's normally
apparently the droplets or whatever can just linger in the air forever.
Really? There's no like,
not forever. I'm
sorry. There's no half life on those things.
But apparently, you know? There's half life. But what you thought just like if someone sneezed and didn't cover it, like that stuff will fall to the ground eventually. But it's like
floats. Yeah.
If you talk really loudly, apparently the droplets will come out of your mouth and like linger in there for like 15 minutes or something like that. And even some might be thinking, according to some studies, like 2 hours.
Mm.
So, you know what? I'm already taking the risk being in here and everything. But going back to you going to the beach, I was being facetious. I'm like, oh, no. Did you bring it back? Did you bring it back with you? You did go to Alabama.
Yep. L.A.
Yeah. And what was the situation like down there? Did people just even care anymore?
So.
About, like, any of the distancing, anything?
So, as far as on the beach, it was pretty, you know, no one was sitting on top of each other. I think there was probably about 6 feet between everybody's setup. You know, when you have the drunken fun conversation to a stranger, you don't go over and shake their hand or anything like that. You kind of yell at each other. We did that a couple times.
I love yelling at strangers.
Oh, it's the best. It's so much fun. But honestly, dude, it's the kids, man. It's the kids these days. It's the millennials.
No, the kids these days are Gen Z.
We're millennials. That's right.
No, we are officially old enough to be yelling at the cloud. Okay?
Zoomers. Yes. That's right.
Damn Zoomers.
The Zoomers were paying it no mind. So they were playing volleyball, playing football with each other, like that kind of stuff. I wasn't even getting anywhere near it. We went by a certain beach bar down there, and there was a line out the door, people about holding hands.
Did you go to Florida Bama?
Oh, absolutely not. I didn't. Oh, okay. Well, I saw the line out the door.
Okay.
I saw the line. Like,
you were
I wanted,
going to go until you saw the line.
The day I turned 21, I went to Florida Bama. Like a long
time.
Did
you?
Okay. Oh, and it was great. It was fun. I love Florida Bama.
I know you're old as hell. That was probably forever.
Whatever. Okay, go to hell.
I'm already there.
Here we are. But there is just, like, we were at a place kind of later on in the afternoon as it was trying to transition into, like, the nightclub kind of atmosphere. And we ate, and the more people filed in, we literally hurried and got out. Just because kids that are younger than me, just they don't care, man.
It's still bewilders me, and with all this, anytime me and Tucker have discussed this, I think maybe when you were on here last week and we discussed topics relating to the whole pandemic, we're trying to find the middle ground, right?
Mm-hmm.
We're trying to be, okay, we don't need to be completely locked down, shut down forever, but at the same time, you can't go... balls to the wall on top of each other.
Can't be making out with strangers. No, yeah.
Can't be doing that. Although there was a video that went viral like over the weekend of this dude just walking up to this chick while she was being interviewed on the news and just made out with her. It was very weird to watch.
Assault?
Apparently they had talked before. But she was okay because the dude was hot, apparently, is what she said. If it was an ugly dude, then it would have been assault, probably. I digress. You just said that and made me think, actually, people are doing that. People are making out
People are making out with strangers.
It's
sounds
happening.
Like.
It's happening. But I'm just, I still kind of cringe when I see some people, like, on my social media, on my Snapchat especially.
Yeah.
Because anytime someone goes out to eat somewhere, they have to put on their Snapchat, their story for everyone to see, like anyone really cares. And do these people... at the bars, and I know they're still not full capacity, but I'm like, oh man, you really don't care, do you? It's so weird, isn't it? You mentioned like the Zoomers, like the younger kids who pretty much not anything bad's going to happen.
Yeah, they think they're invincible.
And they had it. But what's also weird, on the flip side of that, I see a lot of older people not caring. It's like they've lived such a long life, and they've already been through so much. They're like, I don't care. If this thing kills me, it's going to kill me.
There's a line in there somewhere as well. I mean, we're down there. I wash my hands 30, 40 times a day. That's an exaggeration, but I wash my hands all the time. And we managed to go to places. They left literal empty tables between tables of people.
That's good. That's what you're supposed
so
to do.
They were doing
okay,
that
that's
kind
good.
Of stuff. They were doing a lot of that. So it's not – the whole world doesn't care. Does that make sense? You get it.
It does.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad you were still being responsible.
I tried my best.
That's what I wanted to hear. If you would have came in here and told me that you were, you and whoever you were with were just in like a mass of people, I would have probably sent your ass home.
Yeah, and like you said before the show, I mean, my parents are a little older and they've got the pre-existing conditions, the red zone or whatever, so you got to be careful, man.
You do. And that's what it is, but you can still live life while being careful.
100%.
I
agree.
I went back to my day job this week that I had, a few months ago and I mean, I'm only working with like a few people in that environment in there. We're kind of spread out, so that's nice, but I mean, we're not wearing masks when we go in there to work. But I mean, I went to get lunch today, wore a mask to get it and take it back to my car. I'm still trying to be careful, but at the same time, I'm not, locked up in a bunker somewhere.
You can't live in fear. What's that from?
What's that? I don't know exactly.
I'll think of it. Maybe one day.
Just Google it. No, I mean, you do have a supercomputer right in your hands right now.
Yeah, you're not wrong.
I know. I'm not wrong. Thank you.
You're right, Tanner.
Thank you for admitting I'm right here. But yeah, man. Glad you had a good trip.
Thanks, man.
Glad you're responsible.
Ghost Rider. Nicolas Cage, a classic.
I have not.
You can't live in fear.
There are about 100 million other Nick Cage quotes that come to my mind besides that one. I have not watched Ghost Rider since I saw it in theaters when I was like a kid.
Was it good in theaters?
I remember not. It was a very forgettable movie.
What a horrible movie.
I've never seen it.
I don't remember hating it, if that makes sense, but nothing... And again, I'm a kid still. I was like 10 right. when it came out, I guess. I'm watching this comic book superhero movie, and I'm like the target
with demographic. Nick Cage. Yeah, with Nick Cage,
and I'm the
yeah.
target demographic, and I'm not blown away by anything. So I never watched it again.
It's one of those "it's so bad it's good" type movies. It's Nick Cage. I mean, what do you expect from Nick Cage?
There's other Nick Cage movies I would watch for the entertainment value of his acting. For example, The Wicker Man.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, the bees! No, not the bees! Oh, they're in my eyes! Ah!
What is that?
See, that's a more memorable Nick Cage quote. You know, he gets in that bear suit and starts punching all those women just randomly. And there's also his older, like, B-movies, man. You gotta look at some of the clips and some of the
like
stuff he was in
the
late
vampire
80s.
Or whatever.
I'm a vampire! Yeah. I'm a vampire!
There you go. What's the one where he's in a hotel room the whole time? Pretty much.
The whole time. Oh, his character always has those
super depressed.
Sunglasses.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a big B movie, but he's overacting.
No, 100%. That's
he's
what he does.
Well, vive la France, man! Is it that one? Because I've seen all those clips. So. I've seen all those clips of him just overacting. There's one movie where he's in a suit dragging some 2x4 in the middle of the street while he's just wailing.
What?
I swear, I'm not making this up.
He's such a weird dude, man.
I don't know any of these movies.
Have you seen that movie? It's actually kind of a newer movie, probably like 2018, where he's a dad and there's a virus that breaks out that makes parents want to kill their kids or something. So he's like the whole movie, him and his wife are trying to kill their kids. It's the most off the wall thing. And then the grandparents show up at the end and try and kill him. It's the weirdest movie I've ever watched. But I recommend it.
Well, I've got something on my agenda this weekend.
Oh. Yeah, you should watch. I think
just
it's on a
random Nick Cage movie.
I think it's on Hulu. I think it's called Mom and Dad or
I
something.
Don't have Hulu. It's called Mom and Dad.
Is that what it is?
I don't have Hulu.
Yeah. It's is it on Hulu?
Come on, Tucker. You gotta tell us.
You had it pulled up.
Oh, you mean I found the name of the movie.
And just X'd out his window.
Yeah, that's okay.
That's what you did. Well,
it is on a streaming platform. Thoughts?
It is on one of them. Is on one of the multiple streaming platforms that we do have available.
That's right.
Including, you know, this show, it's on a streaming platform.
True.
The WKGN Fan Run Radio app, of course.
Nice transition.
And also our live stream here.
It's on Hulu.
AJ was right.
There you go.
You are so right, AJ.
Let's go. We're on point today, Tanner. Let's go.
You're so right. Well, let's keep this energy rolling through the break here.
Let's do it.
When we come back, we got sports topics to discuss. To get to one of the most sought-after transfer products on the college football market, made his decision today. It's a name we kind of were familiar with for a while, and we were thinking about the possibility. But, this quarterback has chosen to not come to Tennessee, of course. He's chosen to go elsewhere. We also have news we're going to get into about maybe the MLB not even playing their season because of the disputes between the Players Association and the owners over their monies. Also, hey, for all you men of culture, women of culture too out there, Premier League coming back.
That's right.
In a few weeks.
Let's
so
go.
Is Serie A?
Serie A.
Serie A?
Yeah.
That's the Italian one, right?
Yes. Yes, okay, that is correct. You're on it. You got it.
You got these soccer leagues coming back.
We're slowly beginning the transition
real
back
sports.
To normal, man.
Oh, real sports.
Let's go.
Love to see it. Love to talk about it. Let's take this first break here. And when we come back, yeah, touch on a bunch of stuff as we move on throughout today's program. You're listening to Overtime here on Fan Run Radio. We will be back after this. Alrighty, remember JT Daniels, guys?
Yes.
Do you remember JT Daniels? It seems not that long ago that he made his intentions known to transfer away from USC, the former five-star prospect, And all of a sudden, even though you have about 15 quarterbacks on your roster, there is a little bit of smoke that JT Daniels might have been interested in Tennessee, mainly due to his relationship with T. Martin,
correct,
who not that long ago was offensive coordinator at USC. And you thought that there might have been a chance. There may have been a possibility. You know, who cares how many quarterbacks you have? If he can help you win more than anyone else, you go get him. You go get him, and then you trim the roster, trim the QB room, however you see fit after that. Well, that talk died down pretty quickly. I haven't thought about JT Daniels in probably like 2 weeks, guys. But then today happened. JT Daniels made his transfer destination known. He will be going to the SEC. He'll be going to the SEC East. But JT Daniels will be a Georgia Bulldog. That's what I thought.
Hate to see it.
Oh, Tucker, your mic. Just.
Uh-oh.
It did the same thing to me. Yeah, I tell you what. It's eventually going to work itself out. Because you will need to talk for birthdays.
Oh.
You will need to say something for birthdays.
I'm just keep shaking it. It's not working. I don't even think sound's coming out.
I might just have to text the Godfather about that.
Uh-oh.
We might have to do some mid-show engineering. But if you really need to weigh in, Tucker, on like a yes or no thing, you can give me a thumbs up, thumbs down type of system. You can be, you know, just like in Gladiator Man and just, okay, you can do the thumb thing. Or if you really want to make your opinion known, you can just yell. Just yell and I'll relay it.
Okay.
There you go.
That's pretty good.
I heard it.
He's like a male cheerleader. Here we go, Tennessee. Here we go. Oh, yeah, look at that.
We're on it. We got it.
See, Tucker, because of his mic issue, he can just now be our team spirit squad leader. I'm all for it.
Okay.
I'm feeling the groove. It's like we're actually going to watch a football game or something. I like it. But JT Daniels, though, guys.
Don't get my hopes up, Tanner.
He's going to Georgia, and what's your initial reaction to this, AJ? Because first and foremost, I thought Georgia fans were all excited, up in arms, hyped about getting Jamie Newman from Wake Forest. I've seen Heisman odds for Jamie Newman.
Yep.
But now you get JT Daniels, who he does, as of right now, has to set out a season. But he's a quarterback, and you know he's going to be competing for a starting spot at Georgia. I say Kirby Smart is going to do all he can to get a waiver accepted and have him be eligible this season here. He has three years of eligibility, by the way.
Yeah.
He is a redshirt sophomore. He missed all but one game in 2019 because of a knee injury. He does have to obtain a waiver to be able to compete this season. Now go ahead and give me your instant take before I go through the stats and all of that.
My instant take, he's giving us a thumbs down.
Now Tucker, that thumbs down you just gave us, is that you feel worried about JT Daniels at Georgia, or you think it's an overrated move? Is that what you're saying? You just yell something. Are you?
I don't know.
Are you afraid of him at Georgia?
No.
Okay. Tucker's not afraid, like, but he doesn't like it.
I'm not worried, but I don't like it.
Interesting. Okay.
Okay. My first thought is, why? Why in the hell would you insert yourself in that situation? Georgia's a school that has made their money, literally and figuratively, off of running the ball. They're rebuilding their offensive line. Do they have one returning receiver from last season? Is that right?
I will have to check.
I don't expect any of us to know that. Oh, yeah. If only somebody didn't have a mic. Look at that. You're the man.
What was that?
What did
you say?
How many returning wide receivers, starting wide receivers, does Georgia have this season?
And they've already signed one transfer quarterback in Jamie Newman, who, like you said,
who will play this year because he's a grad transfer.
Correct. So
You have to battle against someone who is very talented. like Jamie Newman.
And I get that the hot new trend is quarterbacks transferring and winning Heismans and improving at their second school.
He thinks he can do the Joe Burrow thing, probably.
The Justin Fields thing, yeah.
The Justin Fields thing.
Kyler Murray thing, the Baker Mayfield thing, and the list goes on.
This is like the reverse Jacob Eason going from a Pac-12 school to an SEC program.
But how many... First off, when's the last time Georgia had a quarterback worth a damn? Aaron Murray?
You really have to
Matthew
say,
Stafford?
I have to say Murray just because he has the numbers.
Murray was good. I mean,
he's
he was
got
fine.
Like all-time conference numbers just because he had to start as a true freshman. But he wasn't. As much as I hate to say, because I really hated him, Aaron Murray wasn't bad in college. So their last really good one was Aaron Murray. Jake Fromm, for the situation he had, especially his freshman season, he was serviceable. But we all know Jake Fromm wasn't a great quarterback. Jake Fromm was a really good game manager.
And if you could transfer to anywhere in the country, you are a highly sought out. You can literally pick your spot in this country. You're going to pick the spot where it's going to make you more like Jake Fromm.
Maybe he got – I don't know. I mean, Jake Fromm did end up getting drafted. Maybe JT Daniels has been sold by the Georgia staff on, yeah, we're going to have all this talent around you. No matter what happens to us, we always sign these top five recruiting classes every year, and we can put you in position to be better than Jake Fromm. So you get drafted out of here. You get drafted much higher than he was. I don't know. I really don't know, man. The how quickly Justin Fields and Joe Burrow especially made their impacts as transfers, that's not going to happen to every transfer quarterback who used to be a five-star.
No.
It's not going to happen.
What was Jamie Newman's recruit, do we know? Probably three or four-star if he went to Wake Forest.
I'm almost positive he was a three.
Yeah.
Almost positive he was a three.
You got anything yet?
So... Yeah, what do we have? How many returning starting wide receivers?
I know Georgia's offense is in absolute shambles coming into this year.
But that's the other thing, too, going back to the fact that it's not do or die for this season. He's not a grad transfer. He has 3 years of eligibility. He's probably been sold on just developing.
If I'm a transfer quarterback and I can go anywhere I want, like JT Daniels can, I'm going to the Big 12 where they're throwing the ball 50 times a game, where I can put up just gaudy numbers – week in, week out.
I mean, is Lincoln Riley done taking these transfer quarterbacks
There's no way.
I would have immediately made a call to old Lincoln.
Yeah, 100%. Like, Mike Leach? Maybe Mike Leach? Well, I don't know if you'd want to go from L.A. to Starkville.
No, you don't.
No.
No, you don't. I mean, Los Angeles to Athens, Georgia is a downgrade, but hell, at least Athens, Georgia has a fantastic bar scene. At least they're like one of the top college towns in America. I'll say that, even though I hate Georgia.
It's got to be a Bagman thing. I don't know.
They just lost two.
They only lost two.
Were they their starting two?
Their starters last year, yeah.
So they lost both starters. So let's just say they've got one returning receiver that started last year, roughly, give or take.
Yeah.
I'm just assuming every team has three top receivers. Okay. All right. So – you're stepping into a situation, you've already got immediate competition. Jamie Newman's going to have every chance in the world to start. You're not the favorite, probably, because Jamie Newman's probably been, you know, in the books longer than you. Mm-hmm. You've got, who's their starting running back this year? Probably Zamir White and...
I mean, who the hell is going to be their starting running back? They always have a stable.
It doesn't matter,
they always have a big stable. While we're analyzing that, here's the stats. I think what gets – and Georgia fans are excited. I mean, they should be. This kid's talented.
Yep.
And the main selling point to be excited over him is the fact that he was a five-star quarterback coming out of high school. He left high school a year early, actually. Graduated 1 year early and was already starting as a true freshman game one 2018. Here's the stats, though. Here's his 2018 stats in – 12 starts. Actually, the 11 starts in 2018, his one start in the one game he played in 2019 against Fresno State where he got injured for the season.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Career stats USC through 12 games. 15 touchdowns, 11 picks.
Okay.
2,887 yards, 60.7% completion passes.
Okay.
In a very small sample size playing in the Pac-12.
And
he's still young.
Your first taste of college football, yeah.
does that sound like just the guy who's going to be the guy, not only to start for a program like Georgia, but I'm saying Georgia obviously has the aspirations of getting back to winning not only the SEC East, but winning the SEC again, getting back into the college football playoff. Finally win that elusive national championship that has escaped you for 40 years. 40 years, that's so funny. Ah. Is he the guy? Can Georgia fans really convince themselves that this is the guy? They already were excited over Jamie Newman.
Well,
so now it's like, well, who's better? Who's going to win this competition if he's eligible to play?
I mean, I'd say the only fan base more delusional than Tennessee's fan base is definitely Georgia's fan base, just off the bat. They're more ridiculous than all of us are. And it's hilarious looking at it from the outside. But if I'm a Georgia fan, I'm pumped just because it's another situation where you've just got an embarrassment of riches. Yeah, it's just who you know you're going to take the guy that was a surprise stud in the you know the ACC, one of the probably the fifth or sixth best conference. I guess
I certainly would have loved to have him here if he would have somehow been able to come to Tennessee, just because that's a greater chance that someone's going to beat out Jarrett Garantano.
Who is Georgia's offensive coordinator? I can't think of it.
Promoted from within. Did house. They? His name is escaping me. He was a position coach, and after Chaney left, they like kind of went on a search, but then Kirby just said, you know, screw it, we're defense first, and it's not like our offensive philosophy is that difficult.
Right.
So they promoted James Coley. Last year was his third overall season at Georgia, his first as the offensive coordinator.
It's a thinker for me, man. If I'm him, why would you go to Georgia of all places? That's just weird to me. Go to Alabama. They need a quarterback. They need a quarterback right now. Go to Auburn. Auburn's fun. Why not? I mean, even if you want to play in the SEC or the Big Ten somewhere.
Here's the other thing, too. I know JT Daniels has to be very confident in himself. Not only this year will he have to battle with Jamie Newman for a starting spot if he gets that waiver approved.
Mm-hmm.
Here's their quarterback situation in Georgia. They have three other scholarship quarterbacks on the roster right now. Senior Stetson Bennett, who's not a threat.
That's Georgia quarterback name, yeah.
It's a very Georgia quarterback name.
Yeah.
They have redshirt freshman DeJuan Mathis and incoming freshman Carson Beck, who's really highly rated. They also, for 2021, have a commitment from, this is a very just SEC douche quarterback.
Oh, yeah.
Brock Vandegrift.
Yeah, buddy, I remember
number him 5 pocket passer, number 35 player overall in the ESPN 300 for 2021. JT Daniels will have competition, whether it's this year or if he has to sit out a year. He will have some competition.
And I got to imagine Kirby and whoever's recruiting these guys is just trying to sell them on, we're trying to get away from running the ball 50 times a game. I have to imagine. I mean, I don't understand.
I mean, Georgia saw it firsthand, right, in the SEC championship game. Having great running backs is good, obviously. You want to have a dominating ground game. That's right. Going to help you a whole lot. But we know the way that football has been for the last few years now, and they saw it directly with LSU. You got to have a really damn good quarterback.
Helps a lot.
Not saying that you have to have the next Joe Burrow to have the greatest season a quarterback has ever had in the history of college football to get you to a championship game. You have to have a really good one, though. You have to have a very good one.
I'm just going down the list in my head of the past 3 or 4 national championships.
Trevor Lawrence. He's going to be the number one pick in next year's draft.
Trevor Lawrence.
You have
Tua.
Deshaun Watson.
Deshaun. You're not going to win without a good quarterback. I mean, I would make the argument it still starts on defense, and Georgia's always going to have a good defense. Credit where it's due. I don't like saying it out loud, but they'll have a good defense. But I don't get it, man. I'm a quarterback.
The last 4 national championship winning teams have had a really good quarterback. They've had great quarterbacks, and we just named them. The last one that didn't have it was Alabama. Remember who started on that 2015 national title team for Alabama? I bet you can't.
A.J. McCarron?
No.
Wait, what year?
2015.
2015?
When they beat Clemson in that shootout.
That white dude ended up playing.
Was a white dude.
Ended up playing for the Jets.
Yeah. Not Sam Darnold.
No. What was his name? I could see his face.
He's a national championship winning quarterback. Stupid looking
face. He's got the most punchable face. Hang on, give me a sec.
Tucker doesn't even know.
He's got the brown. He had the pretty comb over little.
He's just a typical Bama quarterback.
See the one they kept showing his girlfriend?
Oh, my God.
No, you're thinking that was McCarron.
AJ McCarron. Yeah. McCarron. Yeah. Cody. Don't freaking Google it. This is going to drive me insane. No.
This dude, no, and he didn't play for the Jets, by the way. He was only like an off-season practice squad member for the Cardinals in 2016. This man.
Oh, I don't know then. I must be thinking of who was before AJ McCarron.
Oh, before? Oh, Oh, good Lord. It was,
Because that was back in, like, 2010. This was
McElroy.
McElroy.
Right, McElroy.
That's who I'm thinking of, yeah.
Before McElroy got done playing golf, he'd go play for Bama.
This guy was a two-time champion. He just sat on Alabama's bench until 2015. All he had to do was hand the ball to Derrick Henry.
It wouldn't hurt. I don't,
Guys, okay.
I don't know.
Jake Coker.
Oh, my God, Coker.
Jake Coker. Wow. Y'all were struggling. I couldn't let you struggle like that.
It wasn't good.
No, that's just another one of those cases where you're...
But he won two national championships.
You ride a defense to a championship, man.
I could have won a national championship.
Yeah.
He transferred from Florida State.
Hey.
If that rings a bell.
Are you saying that anybody can succeed at Alabama? Is that what you're trying to say?
I think that's what he's saying.
Yes.
So it sounds like you're giving Lane Kiffin a little too much credit.
What was that dude's stats? I just remember Jake Coker being like the ultimate game manager.
I'm sorry.
I didn't even hear what you said because I'm trying to look at Jake Coker's stats. What'd you say about Kiffin?
I can't even talk.
I said it. Sounds like you're giving Kiffin too much credit.
He's arguing with me when I don't have a microphone.
Good. Excellent.
These are very game manager stats he put up. So
who's this?
Jake Coker, the national championship winning year. He was a starting quarterback. All 15 games. With Derrick Henry, Heisman Trophy winner in the backfield.
Titans running back.
66.9% completion percentage.
Reigning rushing champion.
3,110 yards.
Best running back in the NFL.
21 touchdowns to 8 picks. That's a very game manager.
That's a Jake Fromm stat line.
That's exactly.
It's the very definition of it. So that's the thing. Like,
so that's the last time you didn't have a great quarterback on a national championship winning team. The year before that, Cardale Jones, I think he was just great for those 3 games.
I mean that
he started.
Yeah,
he was great for being a third string quarterback.
I mean, every quarterback that's ever played for Urban Meyer was a system quarterback. Yeah. You want to make that argument too? He's in his own little world up there.
You're not wrong, actually.
I'll die on that hill, man. Urban Meyer can't develop.
I mean, one of his best quarterbacks at Ohio State ended up being a wide receiver.
Yep, Terrell Pryor. That's right.
So,
and then Tim Tebow had a.
Well, not just
season as a starter.
But didn't JT Barrett a quarterback in the NFL now?
I think he's buried on the Redskins depth
chart. Well,
that goes
to prove your point, system quarterbacks.
I think Alex Smith was the best quarterback. What? Oh,
Chiefs
fan. That's right. I think Alex Smith had the best NFL career. I'm glad he didn't lose his leg.
That would have sucked.
And that was what? That was when he was at Utah. Win? Early 2000s? Yeah.
Undefeated. Undefeated in 04, man.
I'll die on that hill. Urban Meyer cannot develop NFL quarterbacks. His quarterbacks in college? Nuts. I mean.
Well, good thing he's not an NFL coach. He does the job in college. He does the job for that system of his.
It's plug and play in college. You can put anybody back there and you get somebody good like, you know, Tebow.
I want the final verdict here just to circle back around. As Tennessee fans and – as we're fans of a program that we all know should be on the rise right now, but still is steps behind Georgia and Florida in the East until further notice, how much more afraid of Georgia does a JT Daniels addition make us?
Short term?
Because I don't think it does because I'm worried about the rest of that roster.
Yeah.
Forget the quarterback.
So, I know you've probably seen this, Tanner, but if you're listening and you haven't heard yet, Georgia's defense this year.
It's going to be good.
Holy, man.
It's going to be good.
They're going to be all-time good.
I don't have any aspirations about winning in Athens.
Yeah, so it's
I would love to see it happen, but ugh.
It's going to be brutal. But short term, the defense is going to be Georgia's strength this year. I'm not worried about their offense at all. Whether they figure out who their quarterback is by the time we play. Oh, I guess we play them in November this year, don't we?
Oh, we do.
So they'll know who their quarterback is by
then. They'll know.
But I'm not worried about their offense. Long term, though, if he can get a little consistent and get hot year 3 or something, maybe. I mean, but that's just so far off. Who can tell, you know?
You're
we don't know where we'll be in 3 years. Yeah. So short term, no. Long term,
we're
maybe.
Looking in the stars for our astrology signs.
Oh God, there we go. Full circle.
That's what we're doing. Oh. No one circles the wagons like overtime.
What's that?
Chris Berman. Buffalo Bills.
Nobody circles the wagon like Bills.
Like Buffalo Bills.
Yeah. What's that song, though?
But now we're circling the wagons.
When the moon is in... Nah, I'll think of it. I'll think of it.
I don't even know where we're going with it.
It has something to do with astrology.
Tucker Sinister Break. We're gonna close out hour one of overtime when we come back. Stay with us. Failed to talk about this yesterday. Pretty big news regarding not only just the fall and how it concerns football for Tennessee, but what they're actually going to do about, well, their main purpose, school. As much as we like to think the main purpose is football, it is still a university. They still have to make that tuition money. And, yeah, they do plan on having students back on campus. However, the calendar for the fall semester is going to be altered just a little bit to make it more accessible with the current situation. And whatever this situation might look like in the fall, isn't the fall when the temperatures drop again? Everyone's saying that's when a second big wave might happen.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It's like, because you still won't have a vaccine by the fall. Ooh, second wave. Ooh. I shouldn't be making fun of it. It is a thing that could definitely probably happen. But as of right now, as businesses reopen around the area, same's going to happen in the fall for Tennessee colleges and universities. The University of Tennessee, they are preparing to resume in-person classes this fall in Knoxville.
Woo!
But
classes.
There's going to be some changes made to the fall semester schedule. In a message sent to the students, the university said the semester will be adjusted to minimize travel to and from the campus. The fall semester will start as scheduled August 19th. It will run through November 24th, with Thanksgiving break serving as the end of classes for the semester. Finals for the fall semester will be online only after Thanksgiving.
Okay.
And as, you know, as just speaking to us in here as people who've went through college and everything, Do you like the idea of nothing but online finals? It depends what class it is, right?
Yeah.
Because I think that's advantageous.
Depends on the class.
Not like you can cheat because, like, you're going to be, I think the classes now are doing, like, Zoom windows where the professor's watching everyone.
Yeah, and you also got to consider, we're both from around here, so.
Yeah, all three
of us are. That rule wouldn't really affect us as much as it does somebody from Florida or
California
or Ohio, another Washington, country. Another country, exactly.
Yeah.
For them.
People come from all over.
For them, I'd probably love it. For them, that's the best news that I've gotten in weeks. But for guys like us, I don't think it'd make too big of a difference. Mm-hmm. As far as actually taking the things online, it depends on the class, like you said. If I had to give like a speech over Zoom, I'd probably lose my mind. That would be frustrating. A presentation?
Just talking to a wall of faces.
Oh, God. That would be a nightmare. I'd much rather just sit in a room.
I'd almost rather do that.
Yeah, it's just like have people you can actually work off of, you know?
You know, like at least if you have like a major gaffe, you can just X out your window. You don't have to run out of a class. You don't have to run out of a lecture hall.
Sorry, I lost internet connection. When did you run out of a lecture hall?
I never have. I never said I did. But I'm just saying if something like terrible happened, like you ever...
Your pants fall down? Yeah.
That's a common nightmare, right? Being in front of a class and just like in your underwear. Like, well, if you pulled a Tom Brady, you bend down to pick up, like, a pencil in your pants rip.
Did that really happen to Tom Brady?
Were you not? You were on vacation.
I was on the beach, dude. I heard about it. I know
Brady
who won.
Ripped his pants.
Did he really?
Ripped his pants.
On TV?
Ripped his Under Armour pants.
Oh, what a loser.
Under Armour's already about to go out of business sometime in, the next few years, so this probably didn't help him at all.
What a freaking loser,
but
dude.
But, yeah, like, if you get so nervous, you get... pee yourself during a speech or something like that. You just X out. Or it's like, it's only like waist up. So it's like, they can't see the big wet spot for me because of your nerves. I don't know.
Or
I'd rather give a speech to a computer. That's why.
You would?
Yes.
Oh, no, man. I'd rather be in a room.
And I didn't hate speech class. I mean, I'm not like the biggest extrovert, but I didn't dread it.
Public speaking's hard, man.
My public speaking class was like 10 other people.
Public speaking's tough, especially in small crowds like 10 people. That can be real tough. I don't know, like what.
I preferred that, honestly.
What if
I hate the idea of more eyes on me?
That's okay, man. You're not alone.
I mean, for this semester, though, I hate to sidetrack. I know we're AJ seeing the Tom Brady pants ripped. Yeah, I mean right down the middle.
What a freaking loser, dude! Buy pants that fit.
I mean, he pulled a SpongeBob, ripping his pants.
And I,
Nita,
ripped
my pants.
My pants.
I need a Taylor because I ripped my pants.
Nice.
TB12. That's a TB12.
Great reference. SpongeBob's so much cooler than TB12.
You can make
TB12.
A SpongeBob reference to anything.
You really can. It's just like our TV or our radio show here.
Listen to more this semester, though, about when they're going to hold classes. Classes will be held on Labor Day, and there will be no fall break. Which fall break at UT is 2 days. It's not a full week. It's not spring break.
Right.
This is just what they're doing to make sure everything gets done quicker and no one's tempted to travel across state borders, maybe to a state where there's a hotspot for the virus outbreak.
And I remember when I was in school, I had a lot of friends that were from, you know, different parts of the country, different parts of the world. When they shut down the dorms during those breaks, apparently that's the biggest pain in the butt for some people. I mean, obviously, because they're kind of forced to go home. Mm-hmm. So now it just seems like they're just going to keep everybody there as long as they can. In practice, it sounds good. I don't know if it's going to work out as well as they want it to, especially with hopefully football going on. I mean, I'm sure there's going to be people traveling to football games, regardless of if they can get in the stadium or not. But I don't know. It's interesting. It's an interesting solution to a problem we may not even have at that point in time.
And you would probably expect a whole lot of universities to do like
something similar. Yeah.
Similar, if not the exact same thing. I'm reading these statements from MTSU, from Vanderbilt, from Lipscomb, Tennessee State. They have these task force. They're going to have this plan. But as it stands right now, at least in this state, all planning on having in-person classes.
Yeah. I don't know.
Best of luck to you people that live in dorms, share facilities. Best of luck to you. I'd rather go to a crowded beach than have to do that because at least you're outside.
Those places are already cesspools, man. Yeah. Does Hess still have public bathrooms?
I'm sure.
Oh, God. That would...
On the ground
that would be rough.
Is Hess Hall where the chicken place is? Do you know what I'm talking about?
I don't really remember. I don't remember there being a chicken place in Hess.
It's called a Dippers. It's really good.
I don't know. I never ate at a Dippers.
I did. It was pretty good.
I was at kind of like
it was like a hole in the wall type of place.
I was at like the tail end of Carrick's still standing, I think, isn't it?
One of them, north or south.
Yeah.
I don't know. I live on
campus. All the other crappy ones.
I commuted.
That's fair.
I didn't have to deal with that. I was privileged.
Lucky.
Privileged Tanner. Here I am. Hour number one is done. Hour two of overtime is coming up next. We can open up these phone lines, too, if you'd like to jump in. 865-546-8200. 546-8200. Back with hour two after this.
We'd like to help you learn to help yourself.